Today, March 3rd, is the feast day of St. Catherine Drexel of Philadelphia. In the year 1889, the newspaper's headline read, "American heiress gives up $7 million to become a nun." That's what the headlines read one morning when people woke up. Catherine Drexel was born in Philadelphia in 1858. She was the heiress to a fortune. Her father had been a very successful banker. They even owned their own railroad car. They, again, had a very wealthy home. Apparently her mother, from what I remember, was a Quaker. But when she married, she became a devout Catholic. They even had a chapel in their house. And so she grew up in a very wealthy, but a very devout and religious family. Even from an early age, her parents encouraged her to be concerned for the poor. She nursed her mother through a very long illness. And at the end of that illness, she realized after her mother died that all the money in the world could not save her mother from death. And so she realized there must be something more than having all the money that you could want, because she was not able to do anything to help her mother except the peace that came from the spirituality and the holiness of her mother. So on one occasion she took a European tour, traveled all over Europe, and there she met with Pope Leo XIII. And she said, "We need more missionaries in the United States, especially maybe in like the Midwest, and to reach the Native American Indians and African Americans." And she said, "Holy Father, please send some missionaries." And he said, "Why don't you become a missionary?" See, the Holy Father is not only infallible, he's smart as well. And so she began to realize, yeah, she could give her money, and she was giving her money, but what the Lord really wanted was her heart. The Lord wanted her time and her talents, not just her treasure. So she began to think about this, and so she went back, and she decided to use all her money to help the Indians and the African Americans. And so she founded a religious order of sisters, and she became a sister, and she founded the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. So in 1894, she became known as Mother Drexel, because she was the Mother Superior of this brand new order. So they set up their first mission school for Indians in New Mexico. After that, it became so successful, she continued to establish more and more schools up and down the Mississippi River for the African Americans. And in 1915, she founded Xavier University in New Orleans. Again, what a wonderful saint she would become, to all the work that she did. So this was the first American university for African Americans. So she also would set up schools in 13 states. She would establish 50 mission schools all over the country. There was much persecution against her as well, especially among the segregationists. One of her schools was burned in Pennsylvania because she was mixing both the whites and the blacks in one school. At the age of 77, she was forced to retire due to a heart attack, and she would spend the next 19 years of her life in prayer and meditation. She would die at the age of 97. And in 1955, none of you are old enough, I'm sure, to remember 1955, but maybe you read about it. My mom and dad were married in 1958, so they remember this St. Catherine Drexel. She was beatified by the Holy Father, I believe, in 1988, and canonized in the year 2000 and declared a saint. So they say that during her life, because of when she invested her money and entrusted it to this charitable trust for the poor, that it grew to over $12 million is what she gave to the poor. And again, when you think of this was about the year 1900, just how much that was worth today, probably hundreds of millions of dollars in today's money. So she gave away her $12 million to serving the poorest of the poor and helping especially the Indians and the African Americans. So I guess the main thing that we should learn from her is that, yes, it is very important to give our treasure to the Lord, but I think what he wants even more, and with that, is our time and our talent.